Hi, everybody. Welcome back to AmateurJoe.com. Tonight's program feeds results from Camp Motor Speedway, Mottville Speedway, and Rockford Speedway, three tracks underway early this season. Besides that, we'll take a look at the Ileana preseason show. Also, meet the driver with Bill Nearing and Anthony Danta. Green flags flying underway, so hey, let's go racing.
Drivers, start your engines.
UMB action got underway Saturday night at Camp Motor Speedway. The UMB late model main event was taken by Richie Hedrick, with Michael Bradley and Kevin Weaver filling out the podium spots. Hedrick and Eddie Leviner brought home wins in the consolation events. Bradley, Weaver, Zach Carney, and Chuck Haga all grabbed heat race wins. In the UMB modified action, Ryan Thomas, Lee Hobbs, and Dan Hamster finished 1-2-3 in the feature. Thomas, Hobbs, Arby Burton, Doug Matthews, and Jason Lakey also grabbed checkers in the heat races, with Mike Spatola and Scott Bull and Dale Hayes winning the consolation events. UMB sportsman action saw Rick Hufford, Troy Overstreet, and Kenny Sweat take home the top feature spots, with Hufford and Overstreet winning the night's heat races. The UMB street stock honors were led by Jared Crick with the feature win. Lee Hall came in second, and Bob Weems was in third. Ken Maxson won the B feature. Larry Matillo and Harold Hunter took the consies, with Weems, Hall, Jordan Schreiner, and Jonah Bino taking the heat race victories. From Mottville, Michigan, the sports stock feature was won by Paul Scott, with Chuck Hall and young Zach Heiser in third. Paul Scott also won the heat race for the night. Mike Zare grabbed a pair of car checkers, winning the heat race and the feature of the car division. Bill Stump and James Evans took second and third in the feature event. In the Mini Thunder cars, the pursuit was won by Craig Fraze. Division 1 dash won by Jerry Belair. Division 2 dash by Zach Heiser. Vicky Belair won Division 1 heat race. Division 2 heat races were won by Bob Shook and Arthur Brazy. In Division 1, the 12-lap feature saw Jerry Belair, Scott Hageman, and Levi Ferris grab the top three spots. In Division 2, the 15-lap feature was won by Derek Sargent, with Craig Fraze and Zach Heiser coming in second and third. From Rockford Speedway, the NASCAR Dodge Weekly Series got underway for the 2006 season on Saturday night. American Short Tracker saw BJ Sparkman grab the feature win, followed by George Sparkman and Nick Cena. Cena also won the heat race, as did Jason Bragg. The Grand Nationals feature winner was Fred Nason. Doug Bennett and Chad Lee, he took home second and third place honors. Dennis Basler and Brock Benke won the heat races. George Bond won the NASCAR late model main event, with Jeremy Miller in second and Josh Nelms in third. Bill Hobson and Ricky Bilderback won the late model heats. And the NASCAR Roadrunner event was won by Dan Carlson, with Pat Smith and Gene Morocco rounding out the top three. Smith also won the heat race for the night. That'll wrap up the results for this week. Still early on, just a couple tracks running. We'll be back with more results next time as the season gets underway in the start of May for many tracks in the area. For right now, a quick time, I'll be back to talk about the Ileana preseason with Steve Bechtel. Right after these words of wisdom from Dale Jr.
When I was young, I thought I was invincible. That lasted till I had my first serious crash. I survived because I was wearing my safety belt in my Chevy. It didn't happen on the track. It happened on the road right here. That safety belt saved my life. Since then, I never drive without buckling up. Don't learn the hard way like I did. Remember, drive safely and buckle up, America. It's the law.
And now welcome to the show, Steve Bechtel from Ileana Motor Speedway. Steve, thanks for joining us today. And we're at Ileana tonight. Tell us a bit about Ileana for the fans who are brand new to the area.
Ileana Motor Speedway is located in Schererville, Indiana, Route 30 between Route 41 and I-65. It's a half-mile asphalt track. Inside of the track, we have a quarter mile. We do run divisions on both the half-mile and the quarter mile.
It's a weekly event schedule right there. The half-mile is the only Chicagoland half-mile available on the asphalt. What type of cars do you see out there for the half-mile action?
The half-mile, we have the super late models. We have the limited late models, which is similar to the late models, only they're running a crate motor, and then the mid-American sportsman cars. And then on the quarter-mile, we have the turbo stock cars, which is a basic street stock type car. And then we have the four-cylinder pure stocks.
The four-cylinder pure stock division has grown a whole lot in the past. But very popular this year for the four-cylinder cars.
Oh, Joe, it's huge. Last year, the last two or three nights of the season, we averaged about 60 cars a night. I register the cars, and we're up to about 117 cars registered for that division alone, and it's not even opening day. So I'm expecting really big things with that class.
economical fundraising is always a great way to get into it. This season, a lot of great shows at Ileana. We've got the weekly Saturday night shows every all season long, but also some special events throughout the year. Tell us about those.
Well, we start our weekly program on April 15th, and we run until about the middle of September. During the season, though, we're going to have the CRA Traveling Series in. That's going to be the Elmer Musgrave Memorial Race. They'll be in here, I want to say it's in June sometime. We also have the Tony Bettenhausen Memorial Race in September. That's an annual event. We're going to have a race fest, which we have every August, the Molinar Memorial. We just got a lot of great stuff scheduled for this year. We have two bus races. One of them is going to be on a Friday night. The other one is going to be at the end of the season in September on a Saturday night. That's where we do our figure eight bus races, the trailer race, pure stock stuff, just a lot of neat, fun stuff that we don't get to do on a weekly basis.
Ileana has been known for bringing a lot of the Midwest drivers through, a lot of the big names we see in the big ranks. Now, tell us some of the guys who have been here and some guys we can expect to see this year in 2006.
We've had a lot of big names come through here. Probably the most notable now to recent memory would be Eric Darnell, who is driving a Craftsman truck for Jack Roush this year. He ran out here with us, you know, every week about a couple of years ago. The bigger names now, though, you know, we got in our late model division, Pat Kelly is our returning track champion. He's going to be back to defend his title. Dave Waltmeyer, the Dyer Flyer, which is, you know, he's been known in this area for the last 30 years. Guys like John Nutley, Boris Jerkovic, Mike White, just a ton of returning guys and a lot of new guys. Jeff Cannon from the Mid-American Sportsman Division last year ran the Bettenhausen last year, was really fast. He's been fast these last 2 weeks in practice, so expecting good things out of him. Just a good, you know, mix of cars in the late model division.
And of course, for all the information weekly basis, you can check out the website. What's that one?
That's www.ilianaspeedway.com. That, you know, has our schedule, has our point standings, has a driver list, just a lot of, you know, neat little stuff on there, updating it weekly. So yeah, people can go to the website and check out our schedule and everything else.
And for the half-mile action in the Chicagoland area, tell people where to go and when it is on Saturday nights.
Ileana Speedway in Schererville, Indiana on Route 30. Come on out. I hope to see everybody.
And besides talking to Steve Bechtel at Ileana Motor Speedway this last weekend, we had a chance to walk around the pits and meet a couple drivers, something I really want to do in this program. So drivers, you hear how these interviews go. It's very simple, very basic. We want to meet the drivers, tell the fans who to vote for every weekend, who to go out there and see them, show them that their local drivers are people just like them out there having a good time every weekend. So when you see me walk around the microphone, don't run away. Also, if you want to get involved with this show, volunteer, drop me an email, contact me online, whatever it takes. We'll get a hold of you on the phone line if anything else and get your program promoted here on AnnouncerJoe.com. And for now, let's go out of the pit row and meet a couple drivers.
Hi, I'm Anthony Danta, and I drive the number 51 ASA late model.
Anthony, tell me a little about what's your background for racing and how you've been doing for...
Well, I started racing go-karts at the age of 8, and I pretty much raced that until I was 16 or 17. In the last 2 years, I moved up to a limited late model.
And last year won the championship there at Ileana.
Yeah, last year I was lucky enough to win the championship by 1 point over Richie, and it was a good year.
What's your plans here for 2006?
We're going to run part-time at Ileana and run a part-time ASA late model schedule.
And a lot of effort goes to help these cars out. Who are the guys helping you out with some sponsors? Who helps you out in your crew?
One of the main ones is Auburn Supply. Another one would be TNC Auto Repair and Automation Craft. My uncle helped us out this year.
Bill Nearing, driver of the number 5 mid-am car at Ileana Motor Speedway and soon-to-be driver of the number 5 limited late model, I hope.
So you hope right there. Tell me about Bill. How'd you get started in racing? What's some of your background behind the wheel?
Started in 1991 out at Raceway Park running little junker cars and graduated up little year by year, better and better and better stuff, and jumping classes and ended up Raceway Park's semi-pro champion in the year 2000. Then they closed the track and we started traveling Rockford, Ileana, Grundy, up in Michigan, M40 Speedway. We've been all over. We've done a lot of racing.
This year you're making the effort for both series. How's that going to run for you?
Well, we know we have a very competitive mid-am car. We're hoping that the field is going to be nice and healthy this year, and we're hoping some real good cars show up. We've proven ourselves in that division, and our limited car we brought out last Saturday, and it was the fastest car here, which was surprising to us, but we were very pleased with that. And it looks promising, but two cars and kind of short on crew members, and we'll do the best we can, and it just looks like it's going to be a fun year, hopefully.
You plan to run both divisions here at Ileana. You plan to any type of traveling, or what's your schedule for the season look like?
Yeah, we're going to do the Grundy Mid-Am Traveling Series show. It's coming up Memorial Day weekend, I believe. We will be running Rockford, the Short Track Nationals and things. And we're going to, we'll hit and miss. We want to concentrate here on Saturday nights. We want to make sure the car count's healthy. And this is actually our home track, but we do love traveling, and we will do some of that. Depending on what our crew situation is. You know, a driver drives them, but we need people to work on them.
And those people are very important. Who are some people on the crew? Who are some spots to help out in your efforts every week?
Well, I'm fortunate. I have Dave Dotter. I mean, everybody knows Dave Dotter. He's infamous, and Dave helps. He's out of our shop, and he builds the cars and keeps them running for us. My son, Tony Nearing, and Steve Nearing. We've got some friends that have been working on our cars for years. Doug Boss, Dave Boss. We have a gentleman named Jack that owns a Hallmark store that chips in and helps us, and we have Steve Bechtel who keeps us in line all the time. So we have pretty good help, but you know, everybody has families and jobs and things get in the way, and you know, we appreciate whenever they come out.
Again, this year we're on both series. Tell the fans what car to root for and who to vote for this week at Ileana Motor Speedway.
Root for the number 5 mid-am and a number 5 limited late model. We plan on putting them both in first place. That's our expectations, and I know it's a lot to ask, but I feel that we're going to have a real good year. We have to.
My name is Matt Arvia. I drive the number 34 Ford Pure Stock at Ileana Motor Speedway.
What's a little bit of your driving background for racing?
I've been driving for 3 years in Pure Stocks at Ileana.
What are your plans for this year in 2006?
We're going to try to complete the full schedule at Ileana, but my baby's due next month, so we might have to take a little time out for that.
It's important stuff, and congratulations on that, too. So, who helps you out of your team? Who would like to say thanks to you for your racing efforts?
I'd like to say thanks to... Really, my dad mostly helps me. You know, we get money from sponsors, but he's always there when I need something, so I really appreciate everything he does. Dave Jacobs and all the guys at Fastlane Motorsports, too.
My name is Dave Jacobs. I drive number 29 Pure Stock at Ileana Motor Speedway.
What's a little bit of your racing background?
I've just been racing the last 3 years at Ileana Motor Speedway in the Pure Stocks, and yeah, that's about it.
What are your plans for 2006?
Hopefully go out there and have fun. Last year got, you know, pretty competitive, but, you know, this year, hopefully, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I just hope to finish the season with my car, and hopefully I'll win it.
A lot of guys help out the cars. Who's helping you out with your efforts?
My buddy Matt helps me every once in a while. My little brother Sam, he raced for a little bit last year. He helps me out once in a while. And then just, you know, a friend here and there.
Any sponsors mentioned?
Buffalo Wild Wings is my sponsor this year, the one in Schererville and Maryville. The company I work for, Enningberg Roofing, they're sponsoring me this year. So they've helped me out quite a bit.
Hey, race fans, a special note of interest this week. First of all, this is week 3 of our preseason previews. Trying to get something on the air, show fans what it was like and get some momentum going in the regular season. Most shows start in a week or two around the area, so we'll be checking up on those as the results become available, getting more interviews and more track features involved. Right now, we may be taking a week off, though. I've got a situation where I have to go out of town for work for the week. I'm not sure if I can get the show up early on next week. If I do, it'll be later on in the week. I'll post it on the boards all around the area, let you know about it and see what's available. But before then, we're going to be doing some remodeling, too. I got brand new logos coming in, a brand new website design, and some special features to add to the program. So stick around, pay attention to the chat boards, check out my website on occasion this next couple weeks, and we'll tune you in, see how things are going on. We're going to start the season off right here on AnnouncerJoe.com. Until then, I'm Joe Wells. Saying thanks for tuning in. Remember, as always, fans, support the sport, see a show, get an autograph, be a fan. We'll see you next time on Let's Go Racing.